Welcome to On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah, a podcast presented by ReformJudaism.org. Every week, Rabbi Rick Jacobs, the president of the Union for Reform Judaism, shares a new spin on the weekly Torah portion in about 10 minutes or less. Some weeks he's joined by a special guest, and some weeks he shares his own perspective. But On the Other Hand always provides a modern take on over 2,000 years of Jewish wisdom. This week, episode 92, Rabbi Jacobs speaks to us about Parshat Lech Lecha. He wonders what it means to be liberated, and who decides what liberation is.
This week we focus our attention on Parshat Lech Lecha, the third parasha, the third portion from the book of Genesis. We know that the last two parshiot we read of the creation of the universe and the cataclysmic flood that we experience in the narrative about Noah. Jewish history actually begins at the very beginning of this parasha. Jewish history does not begin with the creation of the world. It doesn't begin with Noah. It begins with Avram and Sarai, the first two Jewish people. And the two words, Lech Lecha, go forth, are so powerful and so evocative that for many of us, we think of the dramatic ways in which we set out on a bold new course. Maybe we left home and went off to college, or maybe we left a job and found a new calling. Maybe we left a relationship, right? The breaking away and going forth, very often we focus on not the leaving, but where it is that we're going. But I'd like in this podcast this week to dwell, if we could, on the leaving. How was it not only for Avram and Sarai, but how is it for us? Those moments of leaving, boldly setting out, aren't always so simple. I don't know if you remember when you're, again, I'm not thinking of myself going to college, I remember dropping our oldest child at college. You know, it was a big, exciting moment. It was a Lech Lecha moment. You know, here he was, going to start a whole new chapter, and things were going to get a lot quieter in our house. I don't know about any of you who have done drop-off at college, but very, very emotional and very, very difficult both to let go and to celebrate. So what does the Torah actually tell us about the Lech Lecha moment of Avram and Sarai? The notion, and we get this through the Midrash, through some of the rabbinic commentaries, is that Abraham, he had to actually really boldly break away because his father Terach was an idol maker, right? He had these stories of Abraham working in his dad's business. What was the family business? It wasn't furniture, it wasn't medicine. The family business was making and selling idols. And you have the story where Abraham is one day in the store and you know, he just looks at these idols and thinks, this is just ridiculous. So the idea that he had to leave to break away from the wrong-mindedness, the false religiosity of his father, then we really see this as a liberation. He set out on a new religious journey. But it turns out the Torah doesn't say that that's actually what happened at all. The Torah's narrative is almost opposite to the way we oftentimes tell the story and experience the story. We actually have to go to the very end of last week's parasha, Noach, to read what the actual leaving was. In Genesis chapter 11, verse 26, it tells us that Terach was 7 years old when he had his three sons, Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And then it tells us just a couple of verses later that Haran, one of Terach's sons and Avram's brother, died, and that Terach had to bury his son and Avram had to bury his brother. And then it says that Avram took a wife named Sarai, and that Sarai was barren. And then it tells us that Terach actually leaves Ur Kasdim with Avram, with Sarai, with Nahor. It actually isn't a breaking away. And the Torah text tells us that they set out together for Canaan, for the land of Canaan. And on the way, that's actually when this leaving takes place. So Avram didn't break away, he went with. And my guess, again, not making an equivalence to setting off Avram and Sarai to dropping my child at college or taking your daughter to the twos class at the temple and letting her for the first time be away and apart. But I am suggesting that sometimes the leaving is not as simple as we might think. And the religious tradition about leaving is twofold, right? That we don't actually find that we leave everything behind. I think of all the years I have the privilege of working with people who are thinking of converting to Judaism, choosing Judaism. And the difficult thing was always, you know, I love my family. I don't want to be, you know, kind of throwing aside or throwing away the, not only the relationships, but the things that I was given. So how do I move forward with this new bold chapter of choosing Judaism, at the same time affirm and love and honor my parents? I think that's some of the real place. And some of us have different practices than our parents, right? Our parents were very traditional and we're not so traditional. Our parents were not traditional at all and we're actually quite traditional. So the leaving and the setting out and finding our own path is not such a simple thing. And sometimes we rebel and break apart because we want to just be our own person. Maybe that's a little bit of what Avram was doing. Maybe that's a little bit what we do in our own lives. But I think that the whole part of being a person of faith means actually trying to find that path to walk and knowing what to leave behind and what to take with us. What's amazing is when Avram and Sarai finally get to the land of Canaan, they're not there for very long. There's a famine in the land and they have to leave immediately. What we see in their story is that the notion of the sacred journey is absolutely fundamental to their life, and it's fundamental to the Jewish people's life writ large, and probably each of us individually. So how are you making your way on your spiritual journey? To what degree are you honoring the past, honoring gifts given to you by parents and grandparents? What are the new things that are, well, uniquely yours in that path? What are the practices that you have found meaningful that maybe no one in your family has actually bequeathed to you? I think it really, in an honest way, this opening parasha of Jewish history gives us all the big themes of Jewish life. And it reminds us that it's not such a simple, one-dimensional process. I love the scholar Karen Armstrong. She says in response to Lech Lecha in her book In the Beginning, she says, religious people often speak of faith as though it were a matter of preserving the old tradition. But Genesis, she says, shows that in fact, the faith began by demanding a break with the past. She's arguing that there is always a disruptive part of any serious religious path. That's in Genesis. It's in this narrative, and it's in each of our lives as well. I love that some of the great Hasidic masters says, they say, well, why lech lecha? Why you go forth? Lech means go, lecha to you. And some of the Hasidic masters, Aaron of Karlin says, go inside. Before you journey on your journey in time and in space, journey inward. Figure out, who are you? What matters to you? What are the things that you will build your life on? And pay attention to those. And from that inner journey, that will help unfold your outer journey. Who can fail to think of Debbie Friedman? When we think of Lech Lecha, I think of Lechi Lach, the extraordinarily beautiful and powerful prayer song that she wrote, and that for so many of us elevated Lech Lecha and Lechi Lach in the feminine, in the masculine, a going forth, a celebrating, a journey of blessing, a journey of discovery, a journey of holiness, a journey of love. So we have it all here, and I ask this year when we consider this narrative, let's just look at the part just before Lech Lecha begins. Let's look at the real parting of Avram and his father and his brother and his nephew, Lot, who is his deceased brother's son, who Avram carries with him, and in so doing carries the memory of his brother with him as well. I don't think any of those moments are always clean breaks, There's always baggage. Just ask any psychologist or psychiatrist. They'll tell you we carry that baggage in big old psychological suitcases. But I think there's something powerful and positive about the narrative of the first Jewish couple, the first Jewish man, the first Jewish woman, Avraham and Sarai, how they took their family literally on that journey, and how they both honored their parents and broke off and started a new leg of the journey. I hope that's what awaits all of us. Maybe a new leg of the journey begins this year. Maybe you're starting a new job. Maybe you moved to a new city. Maybe you've gotten an idea to be more observant or more committed to Torah learning. Maybe that's why you're listening to this podcast. So on this journey, Heye Bracha, as Avram and Sarai are told, be a blessing on this journey. Don't say blessings alone. Be a blessing and help to discover from within the journey that awaits you on the road ahead.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah. If you liked what you heard today, and we hope you did, you can find new episodes each week at reformjudaism.org and on iTunes, where we would love for you to rate and review us. And you can visit reformjudaism.org to learn more about all aspects of Judaism, including rituals, culture, holidays, and more. On the Other Hand, 10 Minutes of Torah is a project of the Union for Reform Judaism, a leading voice in the discussion of modern Jewish life. Until next week, Lehitraot.